of opinion.
What a brilliant Everton goal!
Share yours. 0151 472 0967.
The Legends with Aldo and Sharpie
on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Away we go.
Good evening. Welcome along to the Radio City Legends. I'm not sure I'm ready for this. Have I missed the first couple of weeks? It was like I missed pre-season training. Sharpie, you missed me, haven't you?
Sorry. Yeah. Maybe we have, Steve. I would have to say the show has went extremely well in your absence.
Even with John Aldridge.
Yeah, although, yeah. It's been a good start to the season.
That's why he's been binned off tonight. Yeah. So we've got Sharpie in. And we've got a man who was a colossal at the back for Liverpool. And his picture still adorns the Leeds Bradford Airport. Yeah. You go in there, he's still in there, sort of jumping in some sort of Galactico pose. That's right, Dominic Matteo, isn't it?
Something like that, Steve. Yeah. My son got a photo with it, so he's pretty chuffed the other day.
Brilliant.
I've not actually seen it, but my kids are quite chuffed.
Right, Champions League draw has been made. If you just wanted to know what it was, you just got in your car. Paris Saint-Germain, Napoli and Red Star Belgrade. That's who Liverpool will play. Tottenham in Group B. You've got Barcelona, PSV and Inter Milan. If I whip to Group F, it's Manchester City facing Shakhtar Donetsk, Lyon and Hoffenheim. And in Group H, Juventus, Manchester United, Valencia and Young Boys. That's how the English teams stack up. Right, we're going to take some of your calls next on the Radio City Legends. 17 minutes to 7. Good evening, welcome along to the Radio City Legends. I'm Steve Hothersall. Graham Sharp's here, Dominic Matteo's here, our producer Lizzie's here. How's she doing, Sharpie, so far?
Lizzie!
How's she coping?
I think I would say she's on her debut, but she's not. She's been here before, hasn't she? But it's been a slow start to the season.
Oh, stress levels.
I have to compare her to a football team in the Premier League at the moment, it's hard to say she's a bit like West Ham.
Bless her, she's doing well. Don't worry about it. Right, we want your calls. 0151 4720967. 4720967. And it's important this season, if you've never rung this show, and I know there's tons of people that I bump into who say, always listen on a Monday and Thursday. And I always say, well, why don't you ever ring? Mm-hmm. So do ring this season if you've got something to get off your chest. We're going to talk Everton straight away. And let's sort of analyse the Richarlison situation. He's obviously got a red card. He's got a bit of a fiery temper about him, mm-hmm. Sharpie, hasn't he? He's got something in him.
Yeah, he's got something about him. Listen, you like to see that, you know, a bit of hunger. He's come in, he's done really well, he's been on the score sheet, and everything about him, you're thinking, yeah, but you forget he's only a young kid, he's only 21, I think, so there's a lot more to come from him, but he's got to be careful. You know, I think he was stupid with what he'd done. You know, people say he hardly touched him, he didn't, but they're the rules now of the game. If you make a butt towards somebody, you're going to get sent off, so that was silly. That was crazy. But apart from that, I think everybody's been taken by him. They think he could be, you know, a big player for Everton. But he needs to be careful, because what will happen now is defenders will wind him up. They expect him to lose his rag, kind of thing. He's shown he's got a short temper. But I think the manager will work on that, and I think he'll be all right.
He started the season very well last season, didn't he, as well, against Watford. So you're thinking, then he kind of faded a little bit. Mm. So this season, can he do it consistently? And that's what the Everton fans want to see, isn't it? A player coming in, scoring goals consistently. And you know what? With him and Walcott, the pace they've got, it scares as a defender. You don't like playing against pace. They've got loads of it. So stay on the football field and give your team a chance.
Right, let's take a call. First up on the Radio City Legends tonight, and I think wanting to talk about Richarlison himself, we've got Sarah in Goodison. Evening, Sarah.
Good evening, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, very good. We've seen the good and the bad of him, haven't we?
We certainly have, you know, obviously got off to a phenomenal start. Seeing him play against Wolves, he just ran the show, scored two fantastic goals. We were all made up with him, followed that through with the performance against Southampton. And then obviously last weekend against Bournemouth, just has a moment of petulance, I guess. Saw red, literally, in both senses. And yeah, as Sharpie's just said before, I think he kind of showed his age a little bit there. He is only 21 years of age. He's that good that he's going to be getting kicked about in games. You know, Smith's obviously said something, wound him up, and unfortunately he's reacted to it, which was really frustrating to see, really disappointed. But again, like Sharpie said, I like seeing Everton players with a bit of feistiness about them, with that bit of a temper. But you've got to know when to behave and not do things like that. You know, at the end of the day, I think it's a really soft red card, but in the rules of the game and the laws of the game, it, Tetkic's violent conduct, you know, as soon as you flick your head like that and make a motion towards another player, and obviously he's made a meal of it and gone down, he's been shown the red card. So we were all really, really gutted to see that, not only, of course, because it meant he'd missed the rest of the Bournemouth game, but now, of course, we're going to be without him for three games. So very, very frustrating.
See, the disappointing thing for me was, you know, he gets sent off and okay, but we're winning 2-0. And I know it's, listen, you're down to 10 men, it's difficult, what do? You retreat and invite pressure onto you? But I just still think at 2-0, we could have seen the game out better. We could have been more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Disciplined.
More
canny?
Disciplined.
Disciplined, streetwise, yeah. Or whatever kind of thing, just to see the game out. But even when we went 2-0 up, I'm thinking, oh, we've been here before, especially at Bournemouth. You know, come on, let's defend properly. I'm just saying to Dom before, again, we're conceding. Every time the ball goes in the box, we're conceding. People are talking about, is it zonal marking? Is it this? Is it that? And I just think that's a big worry. I think there's been loads of positive signs, but until we get a settled defence, and we've had the end of the suspensions to Jags, obviously Michael Keane out now as well. The boy Zuma coming in last night. The boy Mina is injured. Until we get a proper defence that will play week in, week out, I think we're going to get games where they're going to be high scoring and we're going to concede goals. But as Dom touched on as well, at least we've got the two attacking players with the pace and Richarlison and Walcott who can cause them problems.
Yeah, I mean, I'm dead excited about the two of them going forward in the season. I think last season we were crying out for pace, weren't we? Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden you've got Walcott down the right hand side and Richarlison on the left, and of course they can switch it up as well. And now what we've got is we can actually terrify teams with that. I know I certainly wouldn't want to be on the opposition seeing those two down the flanks. So in terms of us attacking, we look really, really strong. When we're on it, we look fantastic. It's just about sorting the defence out now. And obviously with the injury to Keane at the weekend as well, Zuma coming in last night with Holgate, hopefully there'll be a run of games now where them two can kind of establish a relationship before Mina comes back in.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think, you know, we've got that to look forward to as well. See, there's a factor we haven't seen really much of Bernard. Obviously, Gomez is injured as well. Mina came in and he's got an injury, Dom, as well. Yeah. So whilst we're doing well, it's basically with the same squad as we had, you know, last season. They got castigated for the way they played and everything else. The one positive thing that I'll say, that Evertonians are now seeing, Dom, an attacking team, a team that actually wants to look as if they want to go and win the game.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think you need to have a settled back four, don't you? For the goalkeeper to work with week in, week out. And Everton have struggled to have that consistency, haven't they, for quite a while. And just hopefully they can get a little bit of a look with injuries and suspensions and give themselves a chance and give themselves a base to work on. I think, you know, the one thing across the park that Liverpool have had, not mentioning them in this call, but, you know, they've had that now. They've got a settled kind of back four. Yep. They know what they're doing. The goalkeeper's coming, knows what he's working with. And Everton just need a little bit of luck with injuries and obviously with suspensions as well.
Sarah, thank you very much indeed. Give us a shout
Thanks
in the future.
Thank you.
If you want to get anything off your chest Everton-wise, do give us a ring, 0151 472 0967. You know, Sarah was talking about he's only 21. Is that fine as a player if you're only 21 to show that bit of petulance? Is it not just an obvious understanding once you're a pro footballer that you don't do that?
You know, Sharpie's had more experience than me, but knowing you're in a team and you've got a young player like that, the older player should, in a way, take him to the side, never word, but, you know, look after him on the football field. I remember playing when I first started Liverpool, you've got Ian Rush, John Barnes, running with these kind of characters. They were always talking to me about things, always trying to look after you and guide you the right way. Maybe, I'm not sure what his English is like, to be honest, it's not good. No. But someone needs to be speaking to him, you know, in the football language and trying to help him out, protect him a little bit. You know, I've played with players, you know, over the years, you had to protect a little bit because they were going to get booted all over the field. You have to protect them and then try and give them a little bit of guidance as well about the Premier League and about these players you're up against.
He doesn't speak great English, does he?
No, he doesn't speak a lot of English. But what I'm saying is Dom's right, but you look at Steven Gerrard, who got sent off when he was younger, and then as he's matured, he then realised and knows what he can do.
He's still got sent off.
You look at Beckham as well when he was a young lad. You know, they played in him and he gets sent off for stupid things as well. So, listen, it happens. You don't want to see it happen. But especially if you're getting kicked all day, which he will do, and they will know right away, they'll say, target him, kick him, he's a loose cannon. And that's what they'll do.
I just think the games he's going to miss now, in the next three games that are coming up for Everton, you know, the winnable, games, you know, the next, you know, looking through the fixtures, you're going to miss someone like that against, you know, no disrespect to the players who'll come in.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a superstar for Everton, isn't he? He's the one who can change games and make things happen. Mm. So just disappointing, but you'll have to learn from it.
What are those moments on the pitch where you've gone so far that mentally you can't come back? Because I watched it last night with Iosi Perez for Newcastle. Did you see it?
But what was he complaining about?
So he was saying it was a cast iron penalty.
It
would have made it 2-2, and that would have gone to penalties between Nottingham Forest and Newcastle. Mm. But he lost his head. It got to the point where Rafa was slapping him round the face like John Cleese did to Manuel in Fawlty Towers. So have you had those moments on the pitch where no one can pull you back?
I had a few send-offs. I see at Goodison, to be honest, for Leeds. I got sent off after about 25 minutes, half an hour. Yeah, Kevin Campbell kept diving.
Deservedly so, by the way. I remember it, and I tell you what, just get sent off earlier.
I had to pay for a new door to the dressing room as well, apparently.
Did you?
Yeah, something like that.
How much was that?
No, not a lot.
Right, let's take another call. We've kept him waiting, so apologies on that front. But Benjamin's a Red, and he's expecting big things from the team. So let's welcome him along to the Radio City Legends. Hi, Benjamin.
How are you doing?
Sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind?
Just obviously with the Champions League group that's been announced, a lot of people are saying it's really tough. But I think Liverpool should basically embrace the challenge ahead and basically look at this group and think, right, this is the tournament we wanted to be in. We got to the final last year. Let's prove why we got to the final. And let's basically show the likes of PSG and Napoli why we should be regarded as one of the favourites to basically go one step further this year in Madrid.
Yeah, I mean, Benjamin, Don Matteo, I just think you're right. I think Liverpool, the way they played in the Champions League last year and the way they've started this season, they should be full of confidence. It's a tough group. They're all tough groups. But the way Liverpool play, I mean, I'm looking at the betting. I think Man City are favourites at 5-1. I think Liverpool about 10-1 to win the tournament. I think that's a good bet. You know, getting to the final last year. I just think with the style that Liverpool play and the way they're set up, to counter attack and that high press, it suits them so much to play in this competition. And I think again, I can see us getting through this group and getting quite far into the competition. Hopefully, getting one step better than last year. But like you say, I've played in the Champions League. There's a lot of excitement about it. There's no easy games, as you know, Sharpie. Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier. You go to these places like Napoli, you know, PSG, Red Star. But the atmosphere at these stadiums is going to be incredible, and you've still got to go there and be solid. And I think now Liverpool have got a better platform away from home with the defence and with the keeper, with the additions to the squad. They just look so much stronger. The bench, you've only got to look at the bench, which I think will really set us up for the season. There's so much strength. Look at the players who aren't playing for the Liverpool Sharpie at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's so much strength in depth. Last year, there's a lot more, no disrespect, younger lads, kids on the bench. Yeah. Nowadays, we've got more internationals.
The thing is as well, Dom, Steve and Benjamin as well, you look at the group and you say, yeah, tough teams in there as well. And I totally agree with what you say and what you did say there. But listen, nobody can tell, you know, with injuries and whatever happens throughout the season. But what I'll say is that Liverpool going in, In the draw today, there wouldn't have been many teams that wanted to draw Liverpool.
Nope.
You know, and they'd probably looked at all and think that's the one we don't want to take. Yeah, Real Madrid's of the world and everybody else, but Liverpool would have been one that Red Star, PSG, and Napoli would have looked at and said, don't give us them.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, like you said, the pace and the speed within the team and defensive unit at the moment, I think we would definitely want to avoid. But let's hope we can get through this group and get through the tournament again.
You think it's likely, Benjamin?
I do actually. I mean, Graham's just saying there about all the sides would wanting to avoid Liverpool. I think if you said 5 years ago there'll be a Champions League draw and Liverpool will be in pot three with the likes of Napoli, PSG and Red Star Belgrade, you'd think they were mad. So I think everyone will be looking at Liverpool like, if we finish above them, we'll probably win the group or we'll finish second at least. So I do believe that with the investment that's been made this summer, the players that have been brought in, I think it's only... it's basically a challenge there that I think the players really want to go and make up for not winning it last year.
Do you know, I think there's at least 16 other teams though, Dom, that you'd say, I don't want to meet them.
I mean, I think that the disappointment they suffered last year right at the end, I think that will hurt the players still.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they've started the season with that little bit of hurt from that final in them. You can see the hunger in Liverpool players this season. Mm. Early doors, they've been very hungry in the games they've played. And I just think, listen, it's going to be difficult to get to the final. We know that. And you're right, Steve. There's a lot of teams in this tournament that can go on and win it. 16 teams probably could all get, you know, far into the tournament. But I just think Liverpool, with the additions they've made, and I just think Van Dijk at the back for me has been the one player, standout player since he's come in, that's really settled the team. I mean, he's a future captain for me. No disrespect to Jordan Henderson, who's doing a good job, and he's, you know, he's, at times. But Van Dijk for me, he's a colossus at the back. He's just so, he's brought calmness to the team that we've not had before for so many years, probably since Jamie Carragher. And along with the goalkeeper, the calmness again. It's just, I'm just in a good place at Liverpool. I'm not getting carried away because you can't. There's still a lot of work to do. But we just, it seems like the manager's made the changes that the fans wanted. The goalkeeper, the centre-half, the midfielder like Keita, box-to-box. He's kind of, he's answered what the fans wanted.
It'll be interesting to see how the opposition set up against Liverpool. I think everybody knows now where the threat is.
Yeah.
You know, and how they play and everything else. So it'll be interesting to see how clever the other managers are and what tactics they adapt when they go to Anfield especially. So it'll be interesting.
Benjamin, some really good points. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers,
there we go. Give us a shout if you want to get involved in any of the conversations you're hearing at the moment on the Radio City Legends. What have you seen, Sharpie?
I just thought I saw Elvis come in the building.
The lesser spotted Dave Downey, ready to wreck the show. 2 minutes past seven. If you want to get involved, 4720967. More of the Radio City Legends next. 7 minutes past seven. Graham Sharp, Dominic Matteo, myself, Steve Hothersall. Sharpie was handed a full bag of Haribos during the break.
Let me tell you, have you ever known somebody?
How many are left on one hand?
Can I tell you something? He's never given a full bag ever.
You're never. Referring to our former producer, yeah. Dave. He's never brought any sweets in before.
Yeah, because he's ate them all before they come in.
It's a proper footballer's thing, that, though, isn't it? Obsession with, you know, I've sat with Neil Mellor before the game, and he'll eat two bags of Haribos.
He brings his sweets, don't he?
Well, yeah, it's madness, isn't it? Mm. Is that just because you burn so much? You need to replenish
yourself.
Not now. Hey, I'm going to see Dom. Look at his social media. This man's re-kitted himself. Right, let's do the thing that you love. There we go. Pens.
Oh,
put the headphones on.
Can I see something?
Have you done with Aldo?
No, can I see something? Since you've been away.
Have you won them all?
No, I think it's a draw. But the questions have been
diabolical.
And I used to slag Dave Downey off because the quiz was that poor. Now there's music questions and everything in them.
General knowledge?
Oh, no.
Are you up on your general knowledge,
Tom? Not really, mate. No, to be honest.
Well,
no.
I think you're fighting on behalf of the Reds.
Okay.
This is all about Liverpool.
We'll have a go.
Upholding the mighty live.
Music's not my strong point, Steve.
Right, okay. Let's start it off. Go on, who wants to go first? Yes, choose a number between 1 and 6.
3.
Okay, number 3. Who holds the record as Everton's youngest ever goal scorer? Who holds that record?
Wayne Rooney.
Oh, you came in quick there.
Oh, dear me!
What are you thinking now?
No, that's not right.
Okay.
It was, in fact, James Vaughan.
Yeah,
okay. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Sharpie was looking distant.
Yeah.
Okay, one miss by Dominic Matteo. Second penalty goes to Sharpie. What question?
2, please.
Number 2, Everton versus Huddersfield. Huddersfield at home was Sam Allardyce's, Big Sam's, first game as Everton manager. What a moment. What was the score in that game?
Do I have to remember that game?
Do you remember the score?
He knows this one.
I'm not sure.
He does.
Was it no? Was it 2-0?
Yeah,
it's a bit different. He was at the game. That wasn't a James Bowen's game, was it?
He's got a fading memory, Sharp. Yeah. You've got to choose your numbers better anyway.
All right, so that's what it's down to.
Tom, got essentially, yeah. Go on, which one do you want?
Number 1.
Number 1. Leicester versus Liverpool. Who got the decisive third goal in Liverpool's 3-2 win in this fixture last season?
Gosh.
Who got that decisive goal?
Come on, you were there.
I don't think it was, actually.
Clock's on you. Like,
I'll go for Mane.
Oh, you're not very good at this, are you?
Why? What is going through his head?
Jordan Henderson.
Henderson.
Yeah, Jordan Henderson was the man with that goal. Right, Sharp.
It's been easy so far for you.
Number 5.
Are you sure you've not cheated? You're just choosing all the Everton questions. I'd actually forgotten what a bad cheat you are.
No!
You are!
Excuse me, I was late in the building tonight, so how could I see
that? That wouldn't have stopped you.
No, no.
Here we go. Mystery voice. Where's our mystery voices? No. Here we go. Right, got a couple of mystery voices. Who is this ex-Everton player? Have a little think.
And like the two teams, Everton and Liverpool, were like dominant in the league at the time. So it was, you know, it was exciting.
You've got to be a genius to get this. Who is this former Everton player?
And like the two teams, Everton and Liverpool, were like dominant in the league at the time. So it was, you know, it was exciting.
You don't look like you've anything obvious across your face at the moment, Sharpie. Dom's ringing any bells?
I'm going to kick myself. Do you know?
Yeah, I'm rubbish at this.
An ex-Everton player.
Yeah.
How long does he get, by the way? Because I didn't get this.
No, I haven't got the clock yet.
Hold on. My clocks stop working.
No, I would have to see.
All right, go on, give us an answer now.
I would have to see. The boy Paul Holmes or something. The guy, the Holmes, a fullback or something. I don't know.
Oh, dear me! Hey,
it was actually Bobby Mims.
No, you're joking! Oh, we never got that.
What would he say?
Didn't you play with him?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, what would he say?
But when he said there that there was 60, no, I wouldn't have got that.
No?
Never.
Right out of your head. Right, well, Dom's got a player that he most definitely never played with. I don't think he did.
How many?
He needs a clue. He's not doing very well.
I didn't play with him.
Here we go.
Yeah, natürlich Deutschland und nicht die Spanische, wie du jetzt anhast. Yeah. Aber klar, Deutschland schlägt das Herz und ich hoffe echt, dass die.
Can you translate this?
Natürlich Deutschland und nicht die Spanische, wie du jetzt anhast. Aber klar, Deutschland schlägt das Herz und ich hoffe echt, dass.
I think he had a web page where he had cookery advice on it.
Hold on a minute.
It's true though.
What era?
Lizzie, our producer, has seen that page. Look
what
at
era
it.
Is this?
What era?
Oh.
Well. Okay, Roy Evans era?
No. Roy Evans? Carl-Heinz Rieler?
That's what I was going to say. How many clues have you given them there?
Well, I did play with Carl.
Sharpie's always devastated.
I played with Carl, but I'll go Carl.
No.
No.
It was the big man. It was Sean...
Dundee? No way.
Absolutely.
Did he really play?
Big Sean. I don't even have the Zed cars to play for you. We're not lined up properly here. That was
Sean
a win
Dundee.
For Evans.
That was a difficult one, that.
Sean Dundee,
he only spoke English to me, Steve.
Did he?
Well, Australian or something, wasn't he?
I was going to say, what was he speaking?
Wasn't he Aussie?
German there for?
He was Aussie, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Sean Dundee?
Yeah.
Well, he's from Germany, wasn't
he? Yeah, but he spoke with Aussie accents. Yeah.
It's definitely Sean Dundee, wasn't it? Liz is going, I don't know. Win for the Blues, anyway. Right, let's move on.
Sean Dundee, I was never said he was German.
Anyway, you got Bobby Mims wrong, so don't worry about that. Let's talk more on Everton. There's plenty to look at, but how much depth have they got at the moment? Our next caller on the Radio City Legends is Clem. Evening to you, Clem.
Hello, boys.
Evening.
Hi, Clem.
Evening,
Clem.
I'm good. My point tonight is, I went to game last night and I just think to myself, if we get an injury to our first three, which is Toussaint, Wolcott and Richarlison, and you look at what we had out last night, do you think we're going to have problems if the likes of Luchman goes?
I think we talked about it before.
Can I quickly butt in?
Yeah, go on, mate.
Everton, Southampton. That's the draw in the Carabao Cup for the next round.
Okay.
Just been made. Man United derby is another draw, and Tottenham Watford. So yeah. Everton, Southampton just come out.
Everton at home.
Sharpie. Everton at home.
Yeah, Clem, going back to that home tie, we'll be settled for that. But yeah, you've got a point. But I think Lookman was injured last night. That's why he didn't feature. He was actually at the game. So I think Sandro looks like he might be going to Real Sociedad. So that's one other off the list, if you like. I think you're right. I think, you know, Nias played yesterday, Tosin. I think Dominic Calvert-Lewin could do a job. I think the two goals will have done his confidence a lot of good. But no, you make a good point. If Walcott, who's had injury problems in the past, is out, we lose a lot of pace. If Richarlison is out, we lose a lot of pace. And Dom just spoke about it before, to say that's an asset for us. That's something we haven't had before with two players, really quick players, and skillful players on either side. So I think you've got a point, but I'll be interested to see. Well, I don't think, obviously, can't bring MD Else in, but maybe that may well happen in January. You know, if he assesses the season and thinks, okay, I might need a little bit more firepower or whatever. But I just hope, from what I've seen, I agree with what you're saying, but I just hope from what I've seen that the goals that Calvert-Lewin scored last night will give him the confidence. He was desperate for a goal, and I know he's a young lad, but you know, hopefully he can come to the fore now as well.
Yeah, I just thought.
Just before you answer, Clem, Liverpool have drawn Chelsea.
Oof. Unlucky.
So Liverpool, unlucky. No, at home.
Oh,
two home ties. Everton to Southampton. Right, go on, Clem. What were you going to say?
I think if he gets a run of four or five games, is he going to be able to keep up with it? That's my worry with Lewin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think he's a little bit too weak at the moment.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I think what we've seen of him so far, I think the majority of people like what they saw and they think he's a skillful player. But again, you look at the is he too small? When you see the new signing Bernard, you know, and you look at the size of him, he's really small as well. And you think to yourself, are they going to be able to step up to the demands of the Premier League? But look at the ones who have done it in the past. You look at David Silva at Man City is one. Look at Janinho and people like that. So I think if you've got the ability, you know, I think the thing of the myth of the past where you used to have to be big and strong to play in the Premier League.
I think Sharpie made a good point earlier, Clem, about Everton don't get clean sheets. And I think in the Premier League, you need to get clean sheets. You know, all the first three games have conceded goals. They conceded again last night against Leicester opposite. They've got to start getting clean sheets to give these lads, these forward players, you know, it's like giving them the opportunity,
a
license to go and play and go and express themselves. And I just think you need to start getting clean sheets. I know you're talking about the Fleur players going forward, but I think Everton will be all right scoring goals this season if they keep fit. But I still think they're going to struggle a little bit against maybe the top opposition at the back, because some of these strike forces now in the Premier League, the pace and power they have. You know, I think Everton might struggle, and that's not my criticism. No. I just think this is an area they really need to improve on.
Yeah, I don't think we've done too bad defensively. I know we can see the goals, but, you know, it's very early days under Marco Silva.
Yeah.
As a team, we're definitely 100% miles better.
Yeah.
I went every game last season, home and away, and it was painful. It really was.
Here's a quick question for you, Clem. You've played, what is it, four games this season. You've played three different formations. What is the formation you'd like to see as an Everton fan? You playing going, last night was 4-4-2, I think. Is that right, Sharpie? Yeah, that's what he said in the paper anyway.
I think there's Calvert-Lewin, Nias, I think it was...
But, you know, he's played 4-2-3-1, 4-2-4-4-1-1. He's kind of played 4-4. You know, what is the system that the Everton fans want to see? Because it used to be 4-4-2, didn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what they want to see? Wide lads getting crossed into the box? I think
the way, when you look at his sides in, at Watford, Marco Silva, they were big and strong and physical and moved the ball well. Would he play three centre-backs? Probably not. I think he'd go four. I think a lot of the criticism of Everton over the last few years, Clem, has been, do we need two holding midfield players, especially at home? I think that might change. I think that may well change, and they might just play one holding midfield player and then get a more attacking front four, if you like. And I just think that...
Yeah.
I think it... Look, going forward, I agree with you 100% in terms of what we've seen already this season. You know, in comparison to last season, there's like night and day.
Is it actually fun to watch Everton?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
It is. Well, yeah. Clem went to every game last year. I bet he was bored out his tree in the majority of them by half-time. Oh, especially away from home.
Is that right, Clem?
Very, very, very painful.
High points were at a minimum.
The one season I can think of that I've been an Everton fan, and I've been an Everton fan for a long time. I think the encouraging signs. We've got the new defenders to come in. Zuma looked good last night. Strong, powerful. I'm happy. As an Everton fan, going forward, I am well and truly
We didn't
happy.
Hear that Clem, much on the show last year, did we? I'm happy as an Everton fan.
I tell you what, Clem, you were at all the games. When your supporters are walking out at half-time and going downstairs and have a couple of beers and not bother going up in the second half, what does that tell you?
I
don't think that will happen this year, because I think we're seeing more of Everton from an attacking threat than we'd done all last season.
Top man, Clem. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, boys.
Cheers,
all the best. What was I going to mention there? Some more on the draw. So Liverpool-Chelsea, that's come out of the pot. We've got Manchester United derby, Everton-Southampton, Tottenham-Watford. Any other of the big teams? Oxford United against Manchester City is there. Arsenal against Brentford. Has come out as well in the Carabao
Cup. Oxford against one of John's old teams against Man City.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, Oxford will like entertaining Manchester City. Right, let's talk Liverpool. 20 minutes past seven on the Radio City Legends. Just before we get to our next caller, which is Kev, some thoughts on James Milner and just how good he is at the moment, and whether you could actually replace him with Jordan Henderson, and how long can he continue to play at this level, Dom? You must even know him from Leeds
wouldn't
you?
He played his debut for Leeds back in the day, and he's never changed his attitude. He lives his life well off the field as well. We all know that he lives it clean. He looks after his body, and I think as he's got older, he comes back in for pre-season, and he wants to be first. I remember Gary McAllister coming to Liverpool. Gary Mac
even at the end of his career, wanted to be first in all the running, all the long distance stuff. And I think Milner's got an attitude. If I want to be in the team still, I've got to be fitter than all these young boys. And I think his form and his attitude this season has been outstanding. Yeah. And he's keeping some... He knows, by the way, if he takes his foot off the gas, Lallana, etc., are waiting to get in and play ahead of him at times.
But he's controlling things, isn't he?
He's been brilliant.
I mean, arguably, a couple of man of the matches, you might point his way.
His assists as well. We don't talk about his flair. I mean, he's got more assists than anyone. Absolutely outstanding. And I just think he's a great example for any young player out there in football. He can play in so many different positions. He gets on with his job and he does it well every week, week in, week out.
If he's still playing, why are you not?
I was going to say that.
Do you want to see my back?
He's done pretty well. We haven't talked much about the keeper. Now, on your side of the park, you've got a really steady keeper.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd do what Alisson did at the weekend against Brighton with this chip, chip.
He's not from Brazil, though, is he?
Awful lot of debate, hasn't it? I just wonder what sort of keeper you'd prefer. So between the two of you, what did you make of it straight away when he chipped the ball?
That is a modern day keeper trying to play out from the back. It was a bit risky, and I think Klopp said after the game, didn't he? When it comes off, it's great.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, you look foolish.
So what happens if he made the mistake there? What would the fans think?
Well, Sharpie nearly made two huge blunders in the game. Made one in the first half where he missed time to run out for the ball, didn't he, Dom?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But that shows you.
So he's got it in him to make a mistake, but he looks a lot more secure than the previous keepers.
He does, but what I'm saying to you, that when you try things like that and they don't work for you, just say, for instance, he conceded from the two mistakes, right away the pressure from the fans. Course, you know, it'd be, what have we got here? What have we signed here kind of thing? So it takes time and it needs time. You need a little bit of luck as well kind of thing. Listen, as Dom said, spot on. When it comes off, brilliant. When it doesn't, you look at the stick Karius took for the Champions League game and everything else and the mistakes he made. So it came off for him. And it's great to see when it does. It's great to see and think, wow, how good's that? But...
Well, it's for me, it's John Actenberg, the goalkeeper coach. You know, Big John's a top guy. He just needs to speak to him, doesn't he? When it's on to play, go and do your stuff, but... Don't
do you really
chances.
Talk to him about that? Do you really go and say, should you have done
it? You're a goalkeeping coach. You've got to analyse that, haven't you? They're the points that went wrong. I think so.
So how do you analyse it? What do you say if you're John Actenberg?
Well, you don't take risks.
Yeah. Don't do it again.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, listen, like Sharpie said, if it had gone wrong, he'd have got a lot of stick. But it went right, didn't it? Right. It's got to discuss it, Steve, haven't you?
Absolutely. We've got Kev in Litherland who's given us a shout on the Radio City Legends. Let's see what he thinks about it. Evening to you, Kev.
Good evening, lads. How you doing?
So Alisson chipping a ball over an attacking play. Is that what you want to see?
Not really, no. It's great when we know he's going to do that. We've seen it at Roma. We've seen him do it time and time again for Roma and Brazil and all like that. We knew what we were getting. But, it was just like, it looked great and, superb. But we were 1-0 up. It was a difficult 1-0 victory at the time. All he's got to do is make a mistake and it's an open goal. And... You know, he could do it 10 times, and the one time he gets caught out could be the one time you didn't want him to get caught out. You know what I mean? But if that's part of the makeup, if that's what it is, well, you've got to accept it. But you know what I mean? You know, but how can you argue 3 clean sheets? You know what I mean?
Kev, what's most impressed you this season with Liverpool at the start? Who's the players? Who's going to be the key for you going forward this season, you know, with the goalkeeper?
Well, the key one for me, really, is Milner. Yeah. I think Milner's been outstanding again.
Yeah, he has.
I mean?
I think Klopp knows with Milner. He sets the tone, doesn't he? Yeah. I think sometimes when the game goes a bit flat, he brings Henderson off the bench at the moment, and he kind of he livens it up a bit because he closes down well and starts it off again. But I think James, you're right, he's been outstanding this year. He's gone.
You know, we expect the front three to produce the goods. You know, we're all sort of on tenterhooks with Keith, and he's yet to sort of set the world on fire, but he will do. That's only going to come in time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also, I've been really impressed with Gomez and Virgil. I think Gomez is really good.
I think with Gomez, he's been crying out for this opportunity, hasn't he, to get a chance at centre-back. And he's come in and he's done absolutely brilliant. I think it's really helped him playing, obviously, with Van Dijk and even with Trent. He knows Trent really well and Robert. They've got quite set. He looks like a quite settled back four. They're kind of the most settled I've seen for a while.
As I said, like the back four and even the goalie, that could be our defence for like next 5 years.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think Van Dijk's the one for me still. You know about Van Dijk? He still defends like an old defender as well, where the first few long balls, he goes and wins his headers. And when it's on to play, he plays. He just seems to have it right. I know at times he makes the odd mistake, but he's a class act, Van Dijk. Mm.
But it's a voice at the back as well. That's what we've missed.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Carragher, great defender, had his limitations, but he was the one. He was the voice at the back. You know what I mean?
You could hear him at home, couldn't you?
He was missing. he was the one we'd missed the most.
Yeah.
Kev, thank you very much indeed. We have to move on. Top stuff. 26 minutes past 7 o'clock, so we're coming to a close. Just a quickie, I saw some pictures in the paper today of some of the Liverpool squad, and they lost a forfeit challenge. Jurgen Klopp had basically challenged a couple of teams to play each other. The losing team had to make cakes. And I actually, straight away, I thought, I wonder what sort of forfeits would have happened in your day. I don't think Donker. I don't think Donker mentioned
it. No, we used to. Buy the lads' dinner. You know, like the team who lose, we'd take the boys out for dinner. Like the whole team.
As simple as that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So nothing embarrassing. Just literally
cost you a few bob though.
Hit your wallet.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Sharp.
Oh no. That got a classic. Sorry. We used to have to. The worst players had to drive a Robin Reliant from the training ground to Elland Road.
Is that true?
I remember seeing that.
Who's Robin Reliant?
Jonathan Woodgate bought it somewhere in Middlesbrough, and when he was out at the shops, he seen it and bought it off some fella, and he drove it in. It was a nightmare. I was a nightmare to drive. True story.
Don, what are you on about? He bought a Robin Reliant at the shops.
He seen some guy outside the shop, and he asked him how much he wanted for it. It's a true story. And then, obviously, all the losers of the worst player of the week had to sign it, and then obviously auction it off at the end of the thing.
But you'd probably want to get a go in the Robin Reliant.
The best bit about it, Steve, someone robbed it.
So if anybody sees a Robin Reliant,
and it's got a couple of autographs on.
Yeah, if you can find it anywhere, please return it. Dom,
sorry, Sharp.
No, you're
5 seconds left. We've got to go. Sharpie, thank you.
Yep.
Your forfeit can't be better than that. Anyway, Dom, top man, Radio City Legends returns on Monday.